Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And before we jump into our day in history on this May the 8th, let me remind you, support for WEAA is brought to you by the Coalition of Public Charter Schools, celebrating National Charter School Week, May 4th through 10th, representing 31 charter schools with project-based learning, integrated arts, and language immersion. More information available at baltimorecitycharters.org. On this day in history, we'll hear some really good music during this day in history. Of course, this is the birthday of Robert Johnson, so we will get to him shortly. Reminding on this day in history, a number of things happened. This is, those of you who sit back to drink your Coca-Cola, well, on this day in 1886, the Coca-Cola patent took place as a medicine. And that original Coca-Cola was called Coca-Cola because it had coca in it, cocaine. Flung all around their veins. And people loved their Coca-Cola back in 1886. Some still do. On this day in 1925, A. Philip Randolph, founder of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, the trailblazing, powerful black labor union that transformed the nature of the civil rights struggle in this country and labor movements. On this day, both 1945, Truman and Churchill declared victory in Europe, the end of World War II and defeat over Nazi Germany. And Ralph Nader, who joins this show a lot during the course of the years, followed the, 1967 on this day, following the production of his book Unsafe at Any Speed, published in 65, which highlighted the Chevy Corvair as unsafe and unreliable of automobiles offered to American consumers. Nader was part of the symposium on automobile crash injuries and putting huge pressure. And it was Nader, actually, that pressure that changed the nature of safety in our vehicles from seatbelts to more. And on this day, that began with Ralph Nader in 1967. On this day, 1973, the Battle of Wounded Knee ends. We've talked about that in the last few weeks. That was the day when Native Americans took over a town called Wounded Knee in North Dakota, in South Dakota. Then it's that that was a town that was where the massacre of Wounded Knee took place in 1891. And it was a largely symbolic action, but it was surrounded by many, many troops from the United States Army and FBI that surrounded Wounded Knee when Vietnam veterans and others of Native heritage and the Native American movement took over that town as a symbolic gesture about Native American rights in America. On this day, in 1858, a day before his birthday, John Brown held the anti-slavery convention attended by 12 whites and 34 African Americans in Chatham, Alaska, Canada, and the escape by William Wells Brown, which was an abolitionist play in that period, written by a free black man, was premiered on that day, on this day, in 1858 in Canada. This is also the day that we lost Maurice Sendak, who wrote the book Where the Wild Things Are, one of our great children's authors. There's much more to this day in history, but we'll leave that to you. You can go to steinershow.org and click on our day in history, find out all the rest that happened on this day, May the 8th. We'll be right back as we discuss and look at what's going on in Nigeria with the kidnapping of young girls. Stay with us. Oh, 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 oh.